My first memory of Joan is of her playing the harmonium in the hospital chapel at the regular Monday evening service. This was in September 1955. I was just starting my nursing training at the Royal Surrey County Hospital in Guildford, now known as the Farnham Road Hospital, as a new hospital is being built further away. Joan had started the previous January. Joan was an older person starting her general training. She was already a state-registered midwife and had been working as such for a number of years. We didn't work together until Joan was a staff nurse and working on Taylor Ward, and I was on night duty there. It was a men's eye ward in two side rooms, but the main ward could have a variety of different problems. This could well have given Joan a good grounding for her time in Uganda with CMS. Although she was at Mengo Hospital in Kampala as a midwife, and I'm sure general nursing would have been of some use there. We would meet up at least twice a week on Mondays for chapel, and then for the Nurses Christian Fellowship another night. Again, Joan would be playing, but this time it was a piano. In a way, Joan took me under her wing. Although I had been brought up in an Anglican church, I found it very strange, as this was an interdenominational meeting. I discovered a couple of years later, when I had given my life to the Lord, that she and a few others had been praying for me. Joan was a very caring person, very much a mother figure to younger nurses, mainly, I think, because she was so much older than most of us. Joan had been on holiday a number of times to Lee Abbey in Linton, North Devon. I'm sure some of you here know of it. And Joan encouraged me along with two other nurses to go on holiday for a week. It was a good time to be away from the hospital and get to know one another in a different way. Over the next few years, we didn't meet up very much. I went off to do my midwifery and Queen's District nurse training, while Joan was off to Uganda and Mengo. I'm quite pleased to think that there are some people from CMS who know Mengo, because as far as I'm aware, Joan went to Mengo in 1961 and 1976. She was one of five or six other midwifery sisters living in the same house. It was very much a teaching role, as they were training Ugandan girls as midwives. And I'm sure whoever it is that's here representing CMS might be able to fill in a few more things afterwards on that one. There were also some very difficult times. In that time we communicated, but not too regularly. One thing she was aware of, that I was getting married in 1967 and was determined to be home for it in the July, and Ron and I were delighted that this happened. Our communication became even sparser, mainly on our side, when the problems in Uganda with Idi Amin. When Joan did arrive home, she had had her luggage stolen, so arrived at Heathrow with only her hand luggage. Reason for this was that one of the doctors had taken her to Entebbe for her flight home, and someone had broken into his Land Rover. But, as Joan often pointed out, her cases were taken, but not the medical bags belonging to the doctor. Also, fortunately, Joan had sent some luggage home in advance. Because of the conditions in Uganda at that time, it took Joan a long time to get over it. Other people will have had a closer time with Joan than I have at that period, I'm sure. Joan was able to get the position of matron at Westerbert School, which she enjoyed, but at the same time spent quite a lot of her time here in Malmesbury, which she came to like very much, hence making her home at 36 Burnham Road, which many of here know. Her main point of transport was her moped, and she travelled miles on this. At about the same time that Joan retired to Malmesbury, we as a family were living in Banbury. This now meant we could visit so much more. And as ever, Joan had a great interest in our two boys growing up. We had many happy days together, and Joan was always there for us. Joan loved to see people and always made you very welcome. In the last few years before going into Atherston House, we tried to stay at least twice a year, which she always enjoyed. And Jo knew that we wouldn't be empty-handed. We always came with food to start with. Something she enjoyed, as she was not always very good at cooking for herself. We had many laughs. Joan always knew we would go through the fridge on our first evening. I'm not going to describe what we found, but as I say, we laughed about our finds. And a friend just down the road always knew we were around because she would find a line of clean milk bottles on her doorstep. Joan loved to be taken out and always wanted to go near water. The sea was too far, but Bowood House and grounds were her favourite place. We always made sure we took a picnic and plenty of hot water for Joan's many cups of tea. Other places were True Valley and the Cotswold Water Park. We always made sure we had a wheelchair, and this enabled us to go much further than just in the car. Christmas 2008, we discovered that both our boys were going away for Christmas with their families. We had several thoughts on what we should do and then came up with the idea of spending Christmas with Joan. We had a great time, but very quiet, which we know she enjoyed. We even managed to go to Chippenham shopping. Joan wanted some new slippers, which we eventually found. And on another occasion, we went down by the river and had our picnic. Our next visit was in May 2009. After our stay at Christmas, my husband and I were even more aware as to how much Joan needed more care and help than what she was getting at that time. It is not until you live with someone for a few days that you can see any problems. The only way I can put it was that the Lord was in that visit. We met so many people that had input into Joan's life, and everyone said she should not be on her own. We were even shown the day centre at Athelstan House and part of the main house and the rooms. It was an amazing few days. We had long conversations with Joan. No way could we make any decisions on what she should do. We could only trust the Lord. Yes, there was more help for her than after her taster stay in Athelstan House, for which she enjoyed very much. By the 24th of September, there was a room for her. It was so lovely to be able to phone her direct, and without fail, every time I spoke with her, she was enjoying life. I don't think she joined in many things, but then that was Joan. The main thing was she was happy. I last spoke with her on the Saturday before her birthday in October. We had a long conversation. I asked if she had a jigsaw on the go, to which the answer was yes, and went on to describe all about it. This was something she really enjoyed doing. That word happy came up several times during our conversation. We, like many other people, for very varied reasons, will miss Joan. She had a good life, was a good friend to us, but she was ready to go to her Maker and is in a far better place. Many of you here will be able to fill in the gaps that I have left, and I would like to say thank you to the family for allowing me to tell you about a very good friend of many years, a true prayer warrior, and we will miss her.